Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Jemiah. I had just called like about 5 minutes ago concerning an issue of what the shipping cost was going to be for an item that I supposedly got doing a survey. And the person told me that it should only be $1 to $9.95. Well, after I decided to go ahead and do it based on that information, my bank sent me a message on whether or not a certain thing that was going through was a scam, and the amount was for $59.95. So I'm not quite sure where the confusion is here. However, I did call beforehand, and now mm-hmm. this is the second call to your office. So I'm not quite sure why they misinformed me on what the shipping was going to be.
May I can take a look at it for you. Not sure. May I have your zip code?
17022.
17022?
Yes. I mean, because I put my credit card information and everything in, and thinking that it was something that was legitimate, now I'm very concerned about it.
And your first and last name?
Rhonda Chido, Chiodo.
So it's showing that it declined. It's showing like that charge didn't even go through.
Well, I think my bank has it on hold because they're checking to see whether or not it was a spam.
On our end, it's just showing decline. What you did was you took a survey and it offered you a chance to win a Dyson vacuum, iPad, or tablet, products like that. You were paying an entry fee. By paying that fee, it enrolls you in the meal app plan, which is called Bites Hub. So that's what they're going to bill you for. You have to read the terms and conditions for it.
They're on the thing that didn't say anything about that. That just had to go to your payment information. And I asked the young lady what I told her what the item was and wanted to know what the cost was going to be. And that's what she had told me. And that's what I made the decision to do. So I guess at this point, I need to have you guys cancel it on your end so I can tell my bank that that it's okay to cancel it out.
Well, yeah, it never went through on our end.
Yeah, I'm just my bank puts things on hold in case of spams. So they contacted me, and I, of course, said, yes, it must be, because that's not the price I was told.
Well, yeah, you can contact them back, because it didn't go through on our end.
Yeah, but it might go through if I tell them to let it go. I need to make sure that you're canceling it so it doesn't continue to go through.
You said that it might go through if you tell them. Well, you stated that you didn't want it, so you wouldn't tell them to let it go through.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, though, but they've got my card on hold because of it. So I need to know that whatever happened here was canceled on your end.
Yeah, you're canceled out of our system because the charge declined.
Okay, so there's no concerns for a charge being put on to me.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know where the first lady misunderstood when I called the first time. She just said $1 to $9.95. And I was like, oh, okay. You sure that's the correct, amount? And she said, yes. Okay, I just wanted to be sure before I went ahead and did it. And, well, you're a lot more informative than what she was.
Yeah, you're going to pay an entry fee, but by paying that entry fee, it does enroll you into a meal app plan. Now, that information is on the terms and conditions, but what you're actually paying initially is the entry fee.
Oh, because When I did it, it was a Costco thing, and it was just answering questions. And then it came to the end on picking something you would want, and I picked something, and then it went to the payment page. There was no pages where it was explaining any terms or entry fees or anything like that. It was because you were doing the survey for them.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking it must have just been some type of spam or something.
Well, it's not as it is. The meal app plan is an app that customers use, so that part is not a scam. You really just have to read thoroughly when it comes to it.
Yeah, if they make it available to you, I mean, you're only seeing what's on the screen, you know. You're just kind of following along. It doesn't say anything about before you do the survey, there's going to be an entry fee, and you need to read these terms so that you know what you're getting into, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to say that in the terms and conditions part.
Yeah, where is that going to be at?
It should be on the screen, the same screen. You just have to scroll down. You have to read all the information.
On the scroll down during the survey?
Yes, after you complete it.
Uh-huh. After you complete it, you're supposed to scroll down?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because after I completed it, it just went on to another page saying congratulations and to pick what it is that you would like to have, but you'd have to pay for shipping and handling. So it didn't kind of like have it you could do that. So I'd have to go back and do it again to double check it. But I guess it was, to me, it was misleading because I, of course, that's why I called your line to be sure.
Okay, well, as of now, you have been canceled completely out of the system, so they won't bill you or send you anything else.
All right, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.